Praised be Jesus and Mary. Saints Daniel and his companions were among the first of the martyrs of the Franciscan order of the early 1200s. Saints Daniel and his group of friars were moved by the words of our Lord, that command that he gave to preach the gospel to all creatures. Moved by it, they petitioned their superiors to be sent to northern Africa to preach the gospel to the Muslims. They received this permission, vehemently and zealously preached the gospel, and in return suffered imprisonment, mistreatment, and finally death on October 10th, 1227, by means of beheading. Now, we, like Saints Daniel and his companions, we too have to accept this responsibility, this command which our Lord issued to all Christians, to preach the gospel to all creatures. So we have to accept this responsibility of evangelizing and of sharing the gospel, even with Muslims, and even if this makes us very afraid, and even if this entails with it certain consequences and certain dire consequences. We have to accept this responsibility and share the gospel with every creature and even with our Muslim brothers and sisters. And this is pertinent today because we don't even have to leave home to do it. We can witness to Muslims right now where we live, where we are. And in this, we have to be moved like the martyrs of today by Christian charity, by love, and also by compassion. Also by compassion for our Muslim brothers and sisters, because tying this now into the reading from St. Paul, because they do not know what it means to be children of God. And this should move us to compassion. If you look at the reading, St. Paul speaks of Abraham and his two sons, one born of the slave woman, one born of the free woman. Now, Muslims consider themselves to be the descendants of Ishmael, born of Hagar, who bore children for slavery. They are slaves, not children of God, because they do not know God as a father. They reject the notion of God as a father. To them, that's a blasphemy. And they don't know the freedom of the children of God. They don't know what it means to have the freedom of being children of God, because they don't know what it means to have God as a father. They see God as a slave driver. So if we don't accept this responsibility that our Lord gave us of spreading the gospel, and if we do not share with the Muslims the good news of the divine sonship which we have received in Christ, then not only will they remain in their slavery, but we run the risk that we, too, will become enslaved by the spread of Islam, which is slavery and which seeks to spread that slavery. St. Paul tells us, "For freedom Christ hath set us free, so stand firm, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery." So if we don't share this freedom, if we don't share with them the freedom of being children of God, then it will be they who will seek to impose upon us the slavery of being servants of Allah. But it is for freedom that Christ has set us free, so stand firm, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. Like Saints Daniel and companions, let's take this responsibility seriously of living our divine sonship and sharing it. Living our freedom of being children of God and sharing it with others. Almighty, eternal God, you gave Saints Daniel and his companions the grace to suffer for Christ. Support our weakness with divine strength, so that we may not waver in professing our faith in you, even as they did not hesitate to die for you. Saints Daniel and companions, pray for us.